Hello, Cancer friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Cancer July 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month quadruple Cancer transits equal awesomeness, and we'll get into those details plus more to help you understand the astrological weather for July to make the most of it. It's also birthday time for many of you, so happy birthday to any Cancers who are having their birthday. Well, really all Cancers if you've recently had it or upcoming. It's a very special time of the year. This is for you if Cancer is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Cancer placement that you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Cancer friend, so birthday from around July 15th through the rest of the sign, or degree like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Leo report, since you're very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, so we're going to dive into these Cancer placements, plus the new moon, which we'll talk about. But first, I want to give you a couple of pieces about the astrological climate that will be very relevant. For the first time in a long time, we have more salty aspects compared to sweet ones. This isn't everything, but it is something, and we will feel it. Okay? These are nuisance transits. They're not a big deal. They're not the huge clashes. They're just like flowing along, road bump, flowing along, road bump, flowing along, road bump. And when you know about that beforehand, just like when you're on a street that has road bumps, you don't get caught off guard. What happens if you don't know that there are the speed bumps on a road? Then you wind up hitting it and then cursing, and then your car, you know, gets all jostled, and you know, it's really stressful, more so than if you know that they're there, right? So I'm telling you that they're there so you can go slowly and maybe even enjoy the wee underneath the bump, over the bumps. There, of course, will be sweet blessings as well. We just have a lot of these annoying ones. If you like the dates of the sweet and salty aspects, and plus my favorite aspects of the month and the ones to be most awareful and careful of, then join my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com to get my write-up 1 month early, plus other goodies to help you make the most of the month. All right, the next thing that, something that I'm excited about, which is we are having a break from eclipse season. The April and May eclipses carried a lot of intensity even into June, but now in July and August, we get a little break to integrate the radical changes that may have recently been introduced, or the return to the storylines that have been in process for the years since the end of 2021 when the Scorpio-Taurus eclipse cycles started, and plus we started a new eclipse cycle. If you want more insights into what those April and May eclipses are about and the themes that are at play, because they are still at play in the backdrop, then you can re-listen to the April and May reports, and I dive into that and plus give you resources to better understand those. But for now, for this month, what we need to know is we've got a little break, and that is exciting. One of the biggest stars of the show this month is Venus retrograde. We'll talk about that more later. But I just want to mention it as a dominating force for this month, because Venus rules love and relationships, beauty and aesthetics and design, money and finances, comforts, and all of that's going backwards. So this is going to be a time where blessings and challenges from the past can abound, and any challenges that come up in those arenas have a really great chance of being resolved so that you don't have those problems in the future. And sometimes it just brings wonderful stuff from, like, fruits of your labor from the past. So if you did any work on your self-esteem in the past, you may see, you know, great results now. If you have worked on your relationship in the past, you may see that show up really well now. And if there's something that still needs to be worked on, that will also be revealed. All right, let's talk about these Cancer placements. Then we'll get back to that Leo stellium. So we've got Star Goddess Juno bringing the energy of relationships, the Sun bringing warmth and vibrance and new beginnings, Mercury bringing communication, transportation, mobility, information. And then in the days around July 17th, we've got the new moon in your sign. So that's our quadruple Cancer transits equaling the awesomeness. Okay, so we'll take these a little deeper here. This 25 degree of Cancer new moon. So generally, except when we have a black moon, which is a second new moon in a month or a sign, generally we have one new moon in your sign a year. And this is it. So this is the beginning of a new 13-month cycle. And it's a culmination of the previous one and ending off. This is a chance to affirm your wishes about home and family and housing and real estate, ancestry. Affirm those wishes to the universe. And this new opening will be there for all Cancer placements. But the closer you are to 21 degrees through 29 degrees, the closer to 25 is more exact, the more you'll get a kiss from this brilliant new moon. So that's basically the same friends who I suggested listen to the Leo report, plus we'll add a couple of days, so like around July 12th through the rest of the sign, and the closest to around July 17th, the more tight the orb, the more the influence. But nobody worry, nobody's getting left out of the potentials. There's just an added personal touch for those of you close to there. So we've got the new moon bringing new beginnings. We've got the solar return bringing new beginnings for those of you who are having your birthday. The sun is getting back to the same place that it was at when you were born. The universe is exceptionally receptive to your wishes at this time. So make sure you make your birthday wishes, say them out loud, feel them as if they've already come true. If you are not having your birthday and instead you have another Cancer placement, then the sun is crossing over that placement and it's accentuating the energy for affirmation. You can still make wishes at any time, but there is a special energy around wishing something. When we wish for something, it's a surrender. When we affirm something, it's an active stake in what you're doing. So the energy is especially good for affirmations when the sun is crossing over any of your Cancer placements. And it's especially good for wishing at the new moon and on your birthday. When Cancer placements are in process, they light up Cancer's first house of Aries. And this brings attention to your image, how you present yourself, what you look like, what you wear, what you call yourself. It brings attention to what people know you as, your, in many cases, your vocation, because that's how a lot of people tend to know us, or other things that you're bringing, and your health and your wellness and your physical body and your relationship with it. So all of these things have the brightness of the sun, and what happens in the, and plus these other placements, what happens when the sun lights up a dark room? Sometimes you see stuff that you don't like, right? You're like, ah, gosh, I gotta clean that. I gotta straighten that out. So you can have the elucidation in those arenas of some things that need to be resolved, or you can see beautiful colors more brilliantly, so you can shine even more brightly. This is a time of rebirth for all Cancer placements, and it's a time for open possibilities to create the life that you want. Okay, so the next set of things we have going on is this stellium. A stellium is a bunch of planets, basically, in Leo. So this zest, if I always imagine a congregation of planets like a party, like you would go to a party, right? And the mood of the party is the sign. So we've got another stellium of placements in a Leo mood. These other placements are in a Cancer mood, right? So what does that bring? It brings this desire for emotional connection, for comfort, for having experience, shared experience with others, for nesting and creating sacred space. So there's that kind of mood of that grouping. And then there's a simultaneous party going on, and this mood is zesty. This wants to party and have fun and be creative and just light up everything. It also wants brilliant self-expression, and it wants to be seen and to be heard. And we've got a lot of layers of this party. So if you imagine every placement that's here, now, if you want to have visuals and you are not listed or you're not on the YouTube version and you're on the podcast version, you can go to YouTube, search for Annie Botticelli, find my Cancer July 2023, and you can get the visuals. Every other month, I have the charts on the screen, trying to keep everybody happy. If you don't want to see the visuals, you can just scroll down on the screen and make, you know, the visual part disappear and just listen, or you can find the podcast version. I'm on Spotify and everywhere else. Okay, so back to our Leo party. This Leo party is bringing a lot of enthusiasm and creative flow and zest and impetus and readiness and ambition in general, but especially to your money sector. This is highlighting your second house. And the second house rules money and finances and self-sufficiency, including gardens, gardening, your ecological footprints, anything having to do with your self-sufficiency is being lit up here. And we've got this huge party centered around your money and your self-sufficiency and your material things. So this could bring to you new paradigms in how you manage your money, because these placements all have their own story. So Lilith brings things that were under the surface that want to come out. Maybe a hidden talent, maybe anger or opinions, maybe regrets. So there's a healing, clearing process going on in this section. Mars is here for a little while longer. And Mars is bringing focus and obsessive passion towards this sector. Pallas Athena is bringing your spiritual warrior self, your strategist. She is the more calm, strategically oriented sister of the war god Eris. And although she's quite a warrior herself, she has a different way of doing things through strategy generally. Although she will occasionally lose her temper and turn somebody into a spider or something else. In mythology, this has happened when various people annoyed her. But for the most part, she focuses on strategy and uses her wisdom. So all of this is centered around the second house of earned income. And then, of course, you've got this Venus retrograde. So Venus is going to be retrograde from July 23rd through September 4th, with the pre-shadow period starting June 19th and the post-shadow period going through October 6th. Very long transit. And all that time, it's going to be lighting up your second house. So all retrogrades tend to bring a reconsideration, in other words that start with the prefix re, in the matters of the sign and house that the transit is going through. And the retrogrades bring this focus inward and to the past as it relates to the present and future. So this is going to be a time when going back over things is a prominent theme. It always reminds me of the energy of the earthworm in the Ted Andrews books and card deck. When it's retrograde time, earthworms represent this energy of going back over soil until it's super fine and fertile. So this, you know, going back over things. Oh, do I have to go back over this again? Yes, I guess apparently you do. And that could be for better or worse. This could be an old topic or pattern. Financial consciousness is a big one that tends to come up here, right? Because of all of this money stuff. You might have a storyline, maybe booms and busts. Maybe you're making good money, but you're spending it. Maybe you're not earning what you think. You know, whatever your story is, this earthworm energy of the retrograde is bringing it back. All right. So, in general, it's important to note that although re-examination of major issues is common and indicated, it's not always the best time to make life-changing decisions that are not fixable. So if you can experiment with something in a low-stakes way that could wind up changing your life, then that's fine. But if the stakes are high in a way that it could go terribly wrong and it could be non-reversible, that's not generally the things that work well with the retrograde. It's a good time to assess and research and work in the backdrop and experiment without long commitments, you know, or stay the course with what you're doing. So Venus rules the second house that it's going retrograde in for you. And so there's more oomph to the retrograde in this house because of that connection. You know, spending habits, values, financial priorities, sustainability, material assets, security. All of those things are going to be coming up, not only for July, but also this entire time frame from June into October. So your relationship with money will likely come in. For some people, a decrease in income, where you see those patterns come up, right? Where you get tested, you get to push through some things. And for others, it could be a windfall where money is just showing up from everywhere. That raise you were supposed to get, that money that someone owed you. It could be really quite something. So there are some great questions to ask during this time. Do you have a budget? Is it working for you? Are you in debt? How can you shift that? How are your financial circumstances? Are they sustainable? Are you saving money? Should you start? Are you wasting money? Do you want to have more luxuries? Do you want to live more simply? Do you enjoy how you're making money? And this is a very big question, because since Leo rules enjoyment and Venus rules making money, the question of are you enjoying what you're doing and is it sustainable is definitely going to come up. Now, this might be a time where you start to educate yourself in ways that can help you to prepare for changing careers or directions. And you can also experiment with some things like I talked about before. This is definitely an amazing time to investigate and clear your limiting money beliefs and anything on the topic of self-esteem and worthiness as far as your income goes. I could say a million more things about this topic, and I do have some more things to tell you about for this month, but I just want to let you know that in the notes underneath the podcast or video, I have links to many of my Venus retrograde resources. This is one of my areas of great expertise, and it's good to educate yourself about this because it's a long cycle, and the more you understand, the more joyous you can have this time be. There definitely are some guidelines, and you can find my guidelines also in my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. I have a lot of info on retrogrades in here, and it has my Venus retrograde checklist to help you make your best decisions with the transit, during the transit. Okay, so something else that we have going on in the days around July 3rd is the full moon in Cap. At 11 degrees. Now, this is your opposing sign, so this definitely always has extra significance. This energy is bringing fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama, elucidation, culmination to work, career, employment, things with father figures or important other authority figures in your life. Passion projects, whether they have anything to do with money or not. You could be volunteering out in the world, because that's what you're doing out in the world, because you don't need to make money. You know, it doesn't have to be related to income. It's your work out in the world. But for many people, their work out in the world does involve money. So that's a common theme. Now, specifically for Cancer, this full moon in the days around July 3rd brings this fullness and completion and fruition and culmination and drama and elucidation to your energy of relationships. So a key relationship, for better or worse, some sort of blow up or some sort of, you know, discovery. Something coming to light can happen in this time. Or maybe you just see an old friend. The Venus retrograde energies that are brewing bring someone back into your life. And then you have that culmination happening there. This can affect everyone in the zodiac, especially can also be deeper for Cancer since this is your opposite sign. But those of you closer to 11 degrees, so we'll say 6 degrees, through 16 degrees, the closer to 11 degrees, the more significance. And that basically relates to the last few days of June, like June 27th through the end there, and then like through July 6th, and the closer to around July 1st, the more prominent this full moon experience. One last note is this reminder that for 3 years, you've got Saturn, known chop buster, as I like to call him, who can be very hassling and stern and difficult, is in fellow water sign making a trine for all those years to Cancer energies. So that's pretty exciting. So those of you who are in the June born section, you all are getting the biggest kisses from Saturn this year, but don't worry, everybody else, fair game to have amazing outcomes. I have a Saturn in Pisces shorts series that you can dive into to better understand this transit. And it's also very helpful to know that this particular transit is very friendly for Cancer placements because of the angle that it's making. It's helping you to bring the ethereal to the material, helping you to build bridges from the unseen to the seen, and to materialize your visions and wishes. And it's accentuating the energy of the ninth house. So it's helping you to broaden your horizons, to have education really expand the nature of what you're bringing, and to solidify and gel things that you have known and put them in a form where you can help other people with them. You can also find my in-depth Saturn and Pisces report in my secret star portal at AnnieBAstrology.com. Annie, the letter B, astrology.com. That's my secret star portal. You've got my Jupiter through the signs for the Taurus, Jupiter and Taurus transit for the next year. You can see the deep dive there. You can see Saturn and Pisces. You can see my how to make tough astrological transits easier, learning more about your natal chart. And I just add more every month. So you can check that out at AnnieBAstrology.com. Definitely go to AnnieHelpsYou.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter to join my VIP community and get all the goodies there. If you'd like to learn astrology as your profession or just to help yourself and your friends and family, go to LumeLife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. See my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. I can help to bring you to the level of confidence where you can expect money from your work and your love of the stars, or just deep dive for yourself and your family and friends. And you can also see free courses there at LumeLife.com on abundance and wellness. See the notes underneath the podcast or video for the Venus retrograde links to get more in depth on that. And I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.